Welcome to the Gregory Digout Podcast.
Everything in the Bible is pointing to Jesus or pointing back to him. Everything from the beginning, the tree of life in the garden is Jesus. He's our tree of life, right? So everything from Genesis points to him, and everything from Revelation points back to him. So the grace of God is the whole goal of God, was to bring man to himself and have fellowship with God. So I personally feel like if somebody was just starting out and they could only read one book from the Bible, like you can only have one of the books, your entire life relies upon that one book of scripture. To me, it would be the book of Ephesians. Okay. So if somebody would say, where do I start? I would say start in Ephesians, because in the book of Ephesians, the first three chapters are all about who we are in Christ. The first chapter, verse 11, is it's all about who we are and what we're living for in Christ. It's all about who we are and what we're living for. We were his idea from the beginning, and Jesus came to make sure that we always would have a way to the Father. That's the only way to the Father. And Jesus comes to make a way to the Father. He said, I'm the way. I am the way, the truth, and life. What is he the way to? He's the way to the Father. Okay. He's the way to fellowship with God. Mm-hmm. So Ephesians 1 is all about that. It's about what Jesus did and who we are in Christ. Chapter 2, that's where we find the scripture, by grace are we saved through faith. That's where we find that we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. That's where we find that we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. That's the book of Ephesians. Chapter 3 is all about the love of God. Chapter 3 is about knowing the breadth and length and width and height, and to know the love of God that is beyond comprehension. Chapter 3 is all about how God is able to do exceeding abundantly above and beyond all that you can ask or think. So you think about everything about God and about Christianity is summarized in that book, the book of Ephesians. So then we could just go on and on about that, but then you get to chapter 4, and the first thing that God talks about in chapter 4, after he talks about your holy calling and he talks about you, he talks more about relationship with him, but then he goes into the church and he says, and God has given apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the equipping of the saints, that everybody would be equipped and empowered to do what they're called to do. So Ephesians 4 is all about the empowerment to be the church and to do what we're called to do. So, and if you keep going, then it talks about how to behave in the church, how to live with one another in the church in Ephesians chapter 4. It's all about relationship with the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 5 then goes into all about your relationship with each other. Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6 are all about relationship with family, husband, wife, children. So you got the church, you got your relationship with Jesus, chapter 1 through 3, relationship with the church, chapter 4, relationship with family, chapter 5 and 6, and then he closes it all out with spiritual warfare. He said, put on the whole armor of God, right? That our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now that we understand who we are in Christ, now we understand how to relate to one another in the church, now we understand how to relate to one another in family. Now we're taking thoughts captive. Now we're getting out the sword of the spirit and cutting devils up and cutting crap out of people's lives, including our own. Yeah. Now we're putting on the helmet of salvation and protecting our thought life. Now we're putting on the breastplate of righteousness, protecting our heart from condemnation and guilt. The belt of truth, which is the gospel, is holding us up. We're being held up by the truth that God is for us, not against us. We put on our feet the preparation of the gospel of peace to take the gospel out. God puts sandals on our feet, shoes on our feet, gospel on our feet. We're supposed to be moving and getting stuff done because we understand who we are.
That's good.
So it's Ephesians.
So good.
Yeah, it's the book of Ephesians right there.
great answer.
So that's how you learn the grace of God. That's how you learn everything.
Yeah.
Is you start there. If you start there as your epicenter, and then work from there to all the other books, you make all of the other things make sense that way. Well, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast today. I hope you're encouraged by today's message. And listen, if you're in the Chicago area, I want to meet you. You can join me every Sunday at Life Changers Church in Hoffman Estates or in downtown Chicago. If you're looking for a church home or maybe just want to know more about God, I would love for you to be my guest this Sunday. You can find our service times and locations at lifechangerschurch.com. And you can even plan your visit there. Our team will host you and make you feel right at home. For anyone else listening around the country and around the world, you can always join me every Sunday online. Be a part of our online church community at lifechangerschurch.com or on Facebook and YouTube. I hope to see you this Sunday. God bless.